What's going on, people? It's bringing you a special edition of the Hills Podcast. We finally got all three back in, and we just want to briefly touch on the A$AP Rocky situation. If you're living under a rock, you don't know what's going on with A$AP Rocky. He was visiting Sweden, doing a little bit of shopping, and he was haggled by a fan or would-be fan person just annoying him all day in the streets. And you know how A$AP Rocky goes. He ended up beating up the guy or whatever, and he's got booked for assault, and he's being held over in a jail over in Sweden. Rumor is that there are, like, bad conditions over there. Hearing mixed stories saying, nah, the jails are good. But either way, he's being held over there. And it started an uproar. People want to get him free, but also people remember those tweets and comments from interviews about the Black Lives Matter movement, his comments about black women, him not wanting to be an activist, saying just because I'm black doesn't mean I have to speak on these issues. So what's your thoughts on it?
What did he say about black women?
He said something like they don't look right wearing black lipstick, I mean, red lipstick or whatever. So, you know, I mean, just not the bad in the world. But you know, you can't say, I mean, well, in this day and age, you can't say certain stuff like that.
So what do you mean, like, defense all that? You mean like darker women or?
Yeah, dark skinned women.
You real dark skinned women with red lipstick?
Yeah, you know how, like, dark women don't look bright in bright colors, to me, in my opinion. Like, even me. Like, I like certain stuff, but, like, I won't wear because I think I'm too dark for it. You know what I'm saying?
Now that part right there, like, real dark skinned woman coming around with yellow lipstick, then I can see something wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, I understand what he's saying, like dark and bright kind of gonna look clownish, but if you do it right, you got the red lipstick.
Yeah. I've been seeing some dark skinned girls look good with it. Yeah,
you know, it's all about how the woman planning on her, you know? Some women do it tacky, some women do it tasteful.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Just defy the odds of what you think, even if you don't like dark skinned women with it. Some women can just pull it off, like you said.
Yeah.
But I'm just on the fence about it. Like, I'm tired of, like, black celebrities thinking they're, like, above being black. Like, your Kanye's, your A$AP Rockies, or whatever.
The OJ's.
The OJ's, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever they're on top of the world, living their life, it's like, oh, I don't care about that black shit, man. I'm A$AP Rock. They like me. I'm OJ. I'm Lil Wayne. They like me. You know what I'm saying? But then...
Lil Wayne said some shit like that, didn't he?
Huh?
Don't Lil Wayne say some shit like that before?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know that black lives shit, man. Black lives shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, right. Black lives, you know what I'm saying, uplifted him when he was having all these seizures. We was behind him. We wanted him to get his money. We still support him. How long was Lil Wayne on the hiatus and niggas are still waiting for Lil Wayne music?
Mm-hmm.
But you can easily just say, oh, fuck Black Lives Matter. But, like, I just feel on the fence about that shit. Like, I don't know. We, like, champion people. We like, ride or die for people, our celebrities and stuff we love. And for them just to, you know what I'm saying,
get all that. What it is, like, we love their material, whatever they bring into the forefront for us, we kind of like fall in love with it. So it's kind of like we put them like on the trophy case, you know what I'm saying? So their views, they don't look at it as, okay, they the fans out here, they looking out for me, you know what I mean? They still behind me after I'm doing all this dumb shit.
Yeah,
some reason we champion people, and certain people that are champion, they look at it like, y'all gonna like me anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah, and like I was telling Ave, like, I mean, I know I'm like conscious and stuff like that, and I don't want to be an activist, but like, you still just can't say stuff to derail the movement. You can't be in Bama's way. At the very least, you could just like just shut up and not say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't have to be so vocal about, oh, forget that, or I don't believe that, or I live in Soho and Beverly Hills, so the Fergus and stuff don't affect me. You ain't got to say all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
You're like, any other time, yeah, like, y'all don't want to speak on something, y'all can veer around it. Like, why do you
don't comment?
You know what I'm saying? Down Black Lives, don't affect you.
Let them ask them some shit about a case they had 3 years ago.
I can't speak on that. You know what I'm saying? It's still an open investigation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. them say some shit. They going, they bashing everything, the Black Lives Movement and everything.
So yeah, I feel both parties, like Joe Budden was talking about on his podcast, and he kind of went at another popular podcast, Chrissy of the Reed, who felt like a lot of Black people, like, oh, that's how you felt a couple years ago about him saying all that stuff on interviews and all that. So I feel both sides. Like, the heel in me be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Some of these petty motherfuckers need to learn. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers keep throwing us to the wayside. But the human in me be like, damn, I don't ever want to see another Black man in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm on that side, too. Like I said, I think this situation, while I'm not really like, let that nigga rock, but I'm like, you know what? This going to have him aware now.
Yeah.
You know, he going to be aware now. He going to kind of move different. He going to think differently now. He's not just going to be in his little Soho bubble, quote unquote. You know what I mean? So the whole, this rotting and whatever they doing over there, that is fucked up, because no Black person supposed to go through that. Even in another country, all that, whatever rules they have, nobody supposed to go through none of that shit. Eating fucked up shit, piss everywhere, feces and shit like that. That's torture. It's like motherfucker put you in a dungeon. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But I think this right here gonna wake him up when he get out. I think he gonna, you know, something like with Meek, how Meek start thinking. You know what I mean? Once he started getting out, he started really being like an activist and start fighting for other people's rights along with his. So,
mm-hmm. I think it's definitely going to be a reality check for him.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Dollar said, like, said something like in your rant, like your speech, like when is it going to be time for these people to wake up? I mean, I know, like, certain stuff that we should be like in trouble for, like Meek popping a Willie and him assaulting, they should be kept in jail this long for that. But like, I know we gotta, at some point in time, we gotta move better. Like, he had a bodyguard with him. Like, why are you the one punching and assaulting somebody if you have a bodyguard? That's what you pay your bodyguard for. You gotta recognize you're the breadwinner. They want you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Meek, like, you already know you're in a messed up situation. Why are you popping a Willie? You already know you got a petty PO and a petty judge. Why are you doing this stuff? I think celebrities, especially like if you're under that guise of a rapper and all that glitz and glamour with it, I think battles got to start moving a little bit better too, man. Like, don't even give these battles a chance to even violate you like this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is. It's like, it's regular human nature, though.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
facts. I was about to say the same thing.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. So you're gonna keep pushing the limits. You know what I mean? Like, somebody give you an inch, you always gonna try to take that mile. You know what I mean? So they're like, they ain't give me this time. Let me try to fight. Let me see if I can do it again. Damn, they gave me that time. Let me see if I can do it again. It's almost kind of like that. That's humans. You know what I mean? So it's plus, imagine human with money. You think they got the world's their oyster?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, like I said, it might be easier said than done. I think I'll try to be on the other end of that spectrum and try to protect everything at all costs. Like, because like me, just not even having it, and I'm just looking at all these celebrities just throwing it away. Like, all these celebrities got all these millions and stuff, and one bad mistake. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff they can prevent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I would try to protect that shit at all costs, man. I know some stuff, they bring it to your doorstep like that, but like, I don't know, I just try to keep better people around me to not incite violence, to try to like, keep me level headed. Now I'll be trying to be conscious and try to be level headed too. It's like, nah, hell nah. I ain't trying to go back to the ghetto and to the jail and shit like that. Niggas been in and out of jail. You know what it is. Try to stay out of that shit, man.
But you really gotta want that lifestyle though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want that 100%, then you gonna, you know, revolve around the foolery for the most part. And that's what that, and along with like that mentality of like Dollar said, having the world is your oyster, that mentality alone is going to get you in a heap of trouble, because you know you think you on top of the world, you above the law, but when you Black, it's no such thing when you Black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a fact.
some reason, these young people think like, oh shit, I got money now. And that black shit don't mean nothing no more. Nah, nigga, you still a nigga. They still look at you like that. Like, they still going look at you and treat you a certain way. Like, you're not really at the elite top of the upper echelon. You know what I mean?
Just like so, Kanye said, man, I'm still a nigga in the coop, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But I did watch the video, though. But I did see them try to avoid the two guys.
Yeah, he was definitely trying to, like, chill.
But yeah, he was like, telling them, like, chill. Like, he was coming over, like, what would you guys doing? Like, why y'all following him? Like, yeah, he was telling him, like, these guys been following us. I don't know what's going on, these two kids. I don't know. That situation kind of skipped, but you're in somebody else's country, so you got to get out of there.
especially if you don't know the laws and the rules and regulations and all that. You definitely just got to get out of there. I agree.
Let the bodyguard do the bodyguard thing. Man. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, it's different when you fight.
Over here, let's just do right. Some other shit, man. We got
the low. Yeah. It's different when you're fighting in D.C. than you fighting in Baltimore. You're going to kind of expect the same thing rather than fighting in D.C. and you fighting in Australia or some shit.
Sweden don't play none of that assault shit. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to hold him over there for 2 weeks. I think he's probably been in jail for like a week. And if convicted, he can be sentenced to 6 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Like, it reminded me of the situation with, Freddie Gibbs. They had Freddie Gibbs. Not Sweden.
But oh, yeah.
He was like Australia or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was Australia. It was Australia.
They tried to keep Freddie Gibbs for a while, man.
It was like some rape shit or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like
Remember
that. That's crazy.
That's super crazy.
Kids not cool outside the country wilding out.
Yeah. Go over there, get the bag, come back home.
Leave.
I know they be trying to start shit. They trying to get you in trouble, man. Just know what I'm saying. Take a second.
Yeah, because whoever's the cause of this, they somewhere just laughing right now. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't heard his number.
Followers up and all that. That's all man we want. Get the little followers up, get clout, they say.
Yeah.
he probably stagged the video. Yeah, this is me, man. Play ASAP Rocky, man. Again, mm-hmm. Then the fucked up thing is, you know what I'm saying? Even though he was aggressive, he might be hired a lawyer and try to sue ASAP Rocky or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I heard like a little congressman trying to get him out. New York congressman really trying to get him out, and she stated today, like, you know, it's inhumane shit going on over there. But
okay,
I heard like once, like one of his lawyers, the first time I came over there, they tried to like fix it up, like everything was all good. And when they left, put him back in the shithole and shit. Then the second time, always seeing that shit, was like, oh hell no, it smell like piss. I said, well, my client said he haven't eaten nothing because all this shit y'all bringing him is bullshit. Yeah, so he said, he said the guy beside him was banging his head on the wall, throwing feces at the wall, stuff like that. So, shit crazy.
Yeah, sure. I couldn't imagine, you know, being in them situations and shit.
Man. Gee, probably been fighting some COs like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a joke or not, but I did see somebody say all else fails, saying Kim Kardashian over there.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Yeah, you want to get people
she do be getting motherfuckers out. She do be getting motherfuckers out.
Yeah. Some way.
Hey, my name is Kim. Kimberly, you call me that. Is there some way I could get Mr. Rocky out?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Come on right in, my dad. Come on right in. He's right around the corner. Yeah, fucked up, man.
I mean, that's all I got. Y'all got any other thoughts?
Nah, that's it for me on the ASAP joint.
Yeah, that's it for me on the ASAP joint, too. All right,
man. That's quick little podcast thoughts on ASAP Rocky. Like, share. Until next time, peace.
Deuces.
If you don't, we're going to follow you so you get locked up. See y'all, nigga.
What's going on, people? It's bringing you a special edition of the Hills podcast. We finally got all three back in. And we just want to briefly touch on the A$AP Rocky situation. If you're living under a rock, you don't know what's going on with A$AP Rocky. He was visiting Sweden, doing a little bit of shopping, and he was haggled by a fan or would-be fan person just annoying him all day in the streets. And you know how A$AP Rocky goes. He ended up beating up the guy or whatever, and he got booked for assault, and he's being held over in a jail over in Sweden. Rumor is that they're like bad conditions over there. Hearing mixed stories saying, nah, the jails are good. But either way, he's being held over there. And it started an uproar. People want to get him free. But also, people remember those tweets and comments from interviews about the Black Lives Matter movement, his comments about black women, him not wanting to be an activist, saying, just because I'm black doesn't mean I have to speak on these issues. So what's y'all thoughts on that?
Oh, what do you say about black women?
He said something like they don't look right wearing black lipstick. I mean, red lipstick or whatever. So, you know, I mean, just not the bad thing in the world. But, you know, you can't say, I mean, well, in this day and age, you can't say certain stuff like that.
So what do you mean, like, defense of all that? You mean like darker women? Or
yeah, dark-skinned women.
You real know, dark-skinned like, with red lipstick?
Yeah, you know how, like, dark women don't look right in bright colors, to me, in my opinion. Like, even me. Like, I like certain stuff, but like I won't wear because I think I'm too dark for it. You know what I'm saying?
Now that part right there, like real dark skinned woman coming around with yellow lipstick, then I can see something wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I understand what he's saying, like dark and bright kind of gonna look clownish. But if you do it right, you got the red lipstick.
I'm just saying some dark skinned girls look good with it.
Yeah, you know, it's all about how the woman planning on her. You know. Some women do attack. Some women do a taste.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? Some just defy the odds of what you think. Even if you don't like what dark-skinned women would, some women can just pull it off, like you said. Yeah. But I'm just on the fence about it. Like, I'm tired of, like, black celebrities thinking they're, like, above being black. Like your Kanye's, your A$AP Rockies, or whatever.
The OJ's,
you know what I'm saying? Like whenever they're on top of the world, living their life, it's like, oh, I don't care about that shit, man. I'm A$AP Rock. They like me. I'm OJ. I'm Lil Wayne. They like me. You know what I'm saying? But then
Lil Wayne said some shit like that,
didn't
he?
Huh?
Lil Wayne say some shit like that before?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know that Black Lives shit, man. Black Lives shit. You know what I'm saying? Wow, right. Black Lives. You know what I'm saying? Uplifted him when he was having all these seizures. We was behind him. We wanted him to get his money. We still support him. How long was Lil Wayne on the hiatus and niggas are still waiting for Lil Wayne music? Mm-hmm. But you can easily just say, oh, fuck Black Lives Matter. But like, I just feel on the fence about that shit. Like, I don't know. We like champion people. We like ride or die for people, our celebrities and stuff we love. And for them just to, you know what I'm saying?
Get off that. What it is, like, we love their material, whatever they bring into the forefront for us, we kind of, like, fall in love with it. So it's kind of like we put them, like, on the trophy case, you know what I'm saying? So their views, they don't look at it as, okay, they, the fans out here, they looking out for me, you know what I mean? They still behind me after I'm doing all this dumb shit.
Yeah, that makes me ungrateful, man.
Yeah, some reason we champion people, and certain people that are champion, they look at it like, y'all gonna like me anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah, and like I was telling Ave, like, I mean, I know I'm like conscious and stuff like that, and I don't want to be an activist, but like, you still just can't say stuff to derail the movement. You can't be in Bama's way. At the very least, you could just like, just shut up and not say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't have to be so vocal about, oh, forget that, or I don't believe that. Oh, I live in Soho and Beverly Hills, so the Fergus and stuff don't affect me. You ain't got to say all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
You're like, any other time, yeah. Y'all don't want to speak on something, y'all can veer around it. Like, why do you
have to, comment.
You know what I'm saying? Down Black Lives,
let whatever, it don't affect you. Let them ask them some shit about a case they had 3 years ago.
I can't speak on that, you know what I'm saying? It's still an open investigation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Them say some shit. They bashing everything, the Black Lives Movement and everything.
So yeah, I feel both parties. Like Joe Budden was talking about on his podcast, and he kind of went at another popular podcaster, Chrissy of the Reed, who felt like a lot of black people, like, oh, that's how you felt a couple years ago about him saying all that stuff on interviews and all that. So I feel both sides. Like, the heel in me be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Some of these petty motherfuckers need to learn. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers keep throwing us to the wayside. But the human in me, like, damn, I don't ever want to see another black man in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm on that side, too. Like I said, I think this situation, while I'm not really like, let that nigga rock, but I'm like, you know what? This is going to have him aware now.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be aware now. He's going to kind of move different. He's going to think differently now. He's not just going to be in his little Soho bubble, quote unquote. You know what I mean? So the whole this rotting and whatever they doing over there, that is fucked up, because no black person supposed to go through that. Even in another country, all that, whatever rules they have, nobody supposed to go through none of that shit. Eating fucked up shit, piss everywhere, feces and shit like that. That's torture. It's like motherfucker put you in a dungeon. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But I think this right here gonna wake him up when he get out. I think he gonna, you know, something like with Meek, how Meek stopped thinking. You know what I mean? Once he start getting out, he start really being like an activist and start fighting for other people's rights, along with his. So,
I think it's definitely gonna be a reality check for him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you go ahead.
I say, like Dollar said, like said something like in your rant, like your speech, like when is it gonna be time for these people to wake up? I mean, I know like. Certain stuff that we shouldn't be like in trouble for, like Meek popping a willy and him assaulting, they should be kept in jail this long for that. But like, I know we gotta, at some point in time, we gotta move better. Like, he had a bodyguard with him. Like, why are you the one punching and assaulting somebody if you have a bodyguard? That's what you pay your bodyguard for. You gotta recognize you're the breadwinner. They want you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Meek, like, you already know you're in a messed up situation. Why are you popping a willy? You already know you got a petty PO and a petty judge. Why are you doing this stuff? I think celebrities, especially like if you're under that guise of a rapper and all that glitz and glamour with it, I think Bama's got to start moving a little bit better too, man. Like, don't even give these guys a chance to even validate you like this. You know what I'm saying?
What it is, it's like, it's regular human nature, though.
Yeah, that's
like,
facts. I was about to say the same thing.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. So you're gonna keep pushing the limits. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody give you an inch, you always gonna try to take that mile. You know what I mean? So they're like, they ain't give me this time. Let me try to fight. Let me see if I can do it again. Damn, they gave me that time. Let me see if I can do it again. It's almost kind of like that. That's humans. You know what I mean? So it was plus imagine human with money. You think they got the world's their oyster?
Uh-huh.
So
I mean, like I said, it might be easier said than done. I think I'll try to be on the other end of that spectrum. And try to protect everything at all costs, like, cause like me, just not even having it, and I'm just looking at all these celebrities just throwing it away. Like, all these celebrities got all these millions and stuff, and one bad mistake. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff they can prevent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I would try to protect that shit at all costs, man. I know some stuff they bring it to your doorstep like that, but like. I don't know. I just try to keep better people around me to not incite violence, try to like keep me level headed. Now I'll be trying to be conscious and try to be level headed too. It's like, man, hell nah. I ain't trying to go back to the ghetto and to jail and shit like that. Niggas been in and out of jail. You know what it is. Try to stay out of that shit, man.
But you really got to want that lifestyle, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want that 100%, then you're going. You know, revolve around the foolery for the most part. And that's what that, and along with like that mentality of like Dollar said, having the world as your oyster, that mentality alone is going to get you in a heap of trouble. Cause you know, you think you on top of the world, you above the law, but when you black, it's no such thing when you black, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Some reason these young people think like, oh shit, I got money now. That black shit don't mean nothing no more. Nah, nigga, you still a nigga. They still look at you like that. Like, they still going, look at you and treat you a certain way, like you're not really at the elite top of the upper echelon. You know what I mean?
Just like Kanye said, man, I'm still a nigga in the coop, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But I did watch the video, though. But I did see them try to avoid the two guys.
Yeah, he was definitely trying to, like, chill.
Yeah, he was like, telling him, like, chill. He was coming over, like, what were you guys doing? Like, why y'all following him? Like, yeah, he was telling him, like, these guys been following us. I don't know what's going on, these two kids. I don't know. That situation kind of, but you're in somebody else's country, so you just, you got to get out of there. You got to get out of there.
Yeah, especially if you don't know the laws and the rules and regulations and all that, you definitely just gotta get out of there. I agree.
Let the bodyguard do the bodyguard thing, man. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different when you fight.
Let's just do some other shit, man. We got
to go. Yeah. It's different when you fighting in D.C. than you fighting in Baltimore. You gonna kind of expect the same thing rather than fighting in D.C. and you fighting in Australia or some shit.
Sweden don't play none of that assault shit. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to hold him over there for 2 weeks. I think he's probably been in jail for like a week. And if convicted, he can be sentenced to 6 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Like, it reminded me of the situation with Freddie Gibbs. They had Freddie Gibbs. Not Sweden.
But oh, yeah.
He was like Australia or some shit like that.
It was Australia.
To keep Freddie Gibbs for a while, man.
It was like some rape shit or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Remember that. That's crazy.
That's super crazy.
Kids not cool outside the country wilding out. Yeah.
Go over there, get the bag, come back home.
Leave.
I know they be trying to start shit. They trying to get you in trouble, man. Just know what I'm saying. Take a second.
Yeah, because whoever's the cause of this, they somewhere just laughing right now. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't heard nothing.
Followers up and all that. That's all man we want. Get the little followers up, get clout. They say.
Yeah.
he probably snagged the video. Yeah, this is me, man. Play ASAP Rocky, man. Mm-hmm. And then the fucked up thing is, you know what I'm saying? Even though he was aggressive, he might be hired a lawyer and try to sue ASAP Rocky or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I heard like a little congressman trying to get him out. New York congressman really trying to get him out, and she stated today, like, you know, it's inhumane shit going on over there. But
okay,
I heard like once, like one of his lawyers, the first time I came over there, they tried to like fix it up, like everything was all good. And when they left, put him back in the shithole and shit. And then the second time, lawyer seeing that shit, was like, oh hell no, nah, smell like piss. Said, well, my client said he haven't eaten nothing because all this shit y'all bringing him is bullshit. He said, yeah, he said the guy beside him was banging his head on the wall, throwing feces at the wall, stuff like that. So, shit crazy.
Yeah, sure. I couldn't imagine, you know, being in them situations and shit.
Man. Gee, probably been fighting some COs like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know
if it was a joke or not, but I did see somebody say all else fails, saying Kim Kardashian over there.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Yeah, you want to get people out of jail, you want to let Kim Kardashian do something.
She do be getting motherfuckers out.
Yeah. Some way.
Hey, my name is Kim. Kimberly, you call me that. Is there some way I could get Mr. Rocky out?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They be like, oh, that's mad. Come on right in, my dad. Come on right in. He's right around the corner. Yeah, fucked up, man.
I mean, that's all I got. Y'all got any other thoughts?
That's it for me on the ASAP joint.
Yeah, that's it for me on the ASAP joint, too.
All right, man. That's quick little podcast thoughts on ASAP Rocky. Like, share. Until next time, peace.
Deuces.
If you don't, we're going to follow you so you get locked up. See y'all, nigga.
What's going on, people? It's bringing you a special edition of the Hills Podcast. We finally got all three back in. And we just want to briefly touch on the ASAP Rocky situation. If you're living under a rock, you don't know what's going on with ASAP Rocky. He was visiting Sweden, doing a little bit of shopping, and he was haggled by a fan or would-be fan person just annoying him all day in the streets. And you know how ASAP Rocky goes. He ended up beating up the guy or whatever, and he got booked for assault, and he's being held over in a jail over in Sweden. Rumor is that they're, like, bad conditions over there. Hearing mixed stories saying, nah, the jails are good. But either way, he's being held over there. And it started an uproar. People want to get him free. But also, people remember those tweets and comments from interviews about the Black Lives Matter movement, his comments about black women, him not wanting to be an activist, saying, just because I'm black doesn't mean I have to speak on these issues. So what's y'all thoughts on it?
Oh, what do you say about black women?
He said something like they don't look right wearing black lipstick. I mean, red lipstick or whatever. So, you know, I mean, just not the bad red thing lipstick. In the world. But, you know, you can't say, I mean, well, in this day and age, you can't say certain stuff like that.
So what do you mean, like, defense of all that? You mean, like, darker women or?
Yeah, dark-skinned women.
You know, real like, dark-skinned with red lipstick?
Yeah, you know how, like, dark women don't look right in bright colors, to me, in my opinion. Like, even me. Like, I like certain stuff, but like I won't wear because I think I'm too dark for it. You know what I'm saying?
Now that part right there, like real dark skinned woman coming around with yellow lipstick, then I can see something wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I understand what he's saying, like dark and bright kind of gonna look clownish. But if you do it right, you got the red lipstick.
I'm just saying some dark skinned girls look good with it.
You know, it's all about how the woman planning on her. You know. Some women do attack. Some women do a taste.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? Some just defy the odds of what you think. Even if you don't like what dark-skinned women would, some women can just pull it off, like you said.
Yeah.
But I'm just on the fence about it. Like, I'm tired of, like, black celebrities thinking they're, like, above being black. Like your Kanye's, your ASAP Rockies, or whatever.
The OJ's.
The OJ's, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever they're on top of the world, living their life, it's like, oh, I don't care about that black shit, man. I'm ASAP Rock. They like me. I'm OJ. I'm Lil Wayne. They like me. You know what I'm saying? But then.
Lil Wayne said some shit like that, didn't he?
Huh?
Lil Wayne say some shit like that before?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know that black lives shit, man. Black lives shit. You know what I'm saying? Black lives. You know what I'm saying? Uplifted him when he was having all these seizures. We was behind him. We wanted him to get his money. We still supported him. How long was Lil Wayne on the hiatus and niggas are still waiting for Lil Wayne music? Mm-hmm. But you can easily just say, oh, fuck Black Lives Matter. But like, I just feel on the fence about that shit. Like, I don't know. We like champion people. We like ride or die for people, our celebrities and stuff we love. And for them just to, you know what I'm saying?
Get all that. What it is, like, we love their material, whatever they bring into the forefront for us, we kind of, like, fall in love with it. So it's kind of like, we put them, like, on the trophy case. You know what I'm saying? So their views, they don't look at it as, okay, they, the fans out here, they looking out for me. You know what I mean? They still behind me after I'm doing all this dumb shit.
Yeah. That makes me ungrateful, man.
Yeah, some reason we champion people, and certain people that are champion, they look at it like, y'all gonna like me anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah, like I was telling Ave, like, I mean, I know I'm, like, conscious and stuff like that, and I don't want to be an activist, but, like, you still just can't say stuff to derail the movement. You can't be in Bama's way. At the very least, you could just, like, just shut up and not say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't have to be so vocal about, oh, forget that, or I don't believe that. Oh, I live in Soho and Beverly Hills, so the Fergus and stuff don't affect me. You ain't got to say all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
You're like, any other time, yeah. Like, y'all don't want to speak on something, y'all can veer around it. Like, why do you
have to,
you know what I'm saying? Down Black Lives. Don't affect you.
Let them ask them some shit about a case they had 3 years ago.
Nah, people, I can't say on that. You know what I'm saying? It's still an open investigation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm saying some shit. They bashing everything, the Black Lives Movement and everything.
So yeah, I feel both parties, like Joe Budden was talking about on his podcast, and he kind of went at another popular podcast, Chrissy of the Reed, who felt like a lot of black people, like, oh, that's how you felt a couple years ago. about him saying all that stuff on interviews and all that. So I feel both sides. Like, the heel in me be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Some of these petty motherfuckers need to learn. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers keep throwing us to the wayside. But the human in me be like, damn, I don't ever want to see another black man in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm on that side too. Like I said, I think this situation, while I'm not really like, let that nigga rock, but I'm like, you know what? This is going to have him aware now.
Yeah.
You know, he going to be aware now. He's going to kind of move different. He's going to think differently now. He's not just going to be in his little Soho bubble, quote unquote. You know what I mean? So the whole, this rotting and whatever they doing over there, that is fucked up, because no black person supposed to go through that. Even in another country, all that, whatever rules they have, nobody supposed to go through none of that shit. Eating fucked up shit, piss everywhere, feces and shit like that. That's like, yeah, that's torture. Right. That's torture. It's like motherfucker put you in a dungeon. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But, yeah, he, I think this right here gonna wake him up when he get out. I think he gonna, you know, something like with Meek, how Meek start thinking, you know what I mean? Once he started getting out, he started really being like an activist and start fighting for other people's rights along with his. So,
I think it's definitely going to be a reality check for him.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Like, you go ahead.
Like Dollar said, like, said something like in your rant, like your speech, like when is it going to be time for these people to wake up? I mean, I know, like, certain stuff that we should be like in trouble for, like Meek popping a Willie and him assaulting, they should be kept in jail this long for that. But like, I know we gotta, some point in time, we gotta move better. Like, he had a bodyguard with him. Like, why are you the one punching and assaulting somebody if you have a bodyguard? That's what you pay your bodyguard for. You gotta recognize you're the breadwinner. They want you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Meek, like, you already know you're in a messed up situation. Why are you popping a Willie? You already know you got a petty PO and a petty judge. Why are you doing this stuff? I think celebrities, especially like if you're under that guise of a rapper and all that glitz and glamour with it, I think battles got to start moving a little bit better too, man. Like, don't even give these battles a chance to even violate you like this. You know what I'm saying?
What it is, it's like, it's regular human nature, though.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
facts. I was about to say the same thing.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. So you're gonna keep pushing the limits. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody give you an inch, you always gonna try to take that mile. You know what I mean? So they're like, they ain't give me this time. Let me try to fight. Let me see if I can do it again. Damn, they ain't give me that time. Let me see if I can do it again. It's almost kind of like that. That's humans. You know what I mean? So it was, plus, imagine human with money. You think they got the world's their oyster?
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, like I said, it might be easier said than done. I think I'll try to be on the other end of that spectrum and try to protect everything at all costs. Like, because, like, me just not even having it, and I'm just looking at all these celebrities just throwing it away. Like, all these celebrities got all these millions and stuff, and one bad mistake. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff they can prevent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I would try to protect that shit at all costs, man. I know some stuff, they bring it to your doorstep like that, but, like, I don't know. I just try to keep better people around me to not incite violence, try to, like, keep me level-headed. Now I be trying to be conscious and trying to be level-headed too. It's like, man, hell nah. I ain't trying to go back to the ghetto and to jail and shit like that. Niggas been in and out of jail. You know what it is. Try to stay out of that shit, man.
But you really gotta want that lifestyle, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want that 100%, then you gonna, you know, revolve around the foolery for the most part. And that's what that, and along with like that mentality of like Dollar said, having the world as your oyster, that mentality alone is going to get you in a heap of trouble, because you think you on top of the world, you above the law, but when you black, it's no such thing when you black, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Some reason these young people think like, oh shit, I got money now. That black shit don't mean nothing no more. Nah, nigga, you still a nigga. They still look at you like that. Like, they still going look at you and treat you a certain way. Like, you're not really at the elite top of the upper echelon. You know what I mean?
Just like Kanye said, man, I'm still a nigga in the coop, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, but I did watch the video though. I did see them try to avoid the two guys.
Yeah, he was definitely trying to like chill.
And yeah, he was like, telling him, like, chill. Like, he was coming over, like, what you guys doing? Like, why y'all following him? Like, yeah, he was telling him, like, these guys been following us. I don't know what's going on, these two kids. I don't know. That situation kind of skipped, but you're in somebody else's country, so you gotta get out of there.
Especially if you don't know the laws and the rules and regulations and all that. You definitely just gotta get out of there. I agree.
Let the bodyguard do the bodyguard thing. Man. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different when you fight.
Over here, let's just do right. Some other shit, man. We got to go.
It's different when you fighting in D.C. than you fighting in Baltimore. You're going to kind of expect the same thing rather than fighting in D.C. and you fighting in Australia or some shit.
Sweden don't play none of that assault shit. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to hold him over there for 2 weeks. I think he's probably been in jail for like a week. And if convicted, he can be sentenced to 6 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Like, it reminds me of the situation with, Freddie Gibbs. They had Freddie Gibbs. Not Sweden.
But oh, yeah.
He was like Australia or some shit like that.
It was Australia. It was Australia.
They tried to keep Freddie Gibbs for a while, man.
It was like some rape shit or something like that, right?
Yeah,
like
some
That's crazy.
That's super crazy.
Kids not go outside the country wilding out. Yeah.
Go over there, get the bag, come back home.
Leave.
I know they be trying to start shit. They trying to get you in trouble, man. Just know what I'm saying. Take a second.
Yeah, because whoever's the cause of this, they somewhere just laughing right now. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't heard his number.
Followers up and all that. That's all man we want. Get the little followers up, get clout. They say.
Yeah.
he probably stagged the video. Yeah, this me man, play ASAP Rocky man. Mm-hmm. And then the fucked up thing is, you know what I'm saying? Even though he was aggressive, he might be hired a lawyer and try to sue ASAP Rocky or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I heard like a little congressman trying to get him out. New York congressman really trying to get him out in the shit he stated today. Like, you know, it's inhumane shit going on over there. But I heard like once, like one of his lawyers, the first time I came over there, they tried to like fix it up, like everything was all good. And when they left, put him back in the shithole and shit. Then the second time, the lawyer seen that shit, was like, oh hell no, it smelled like piss. I said, well, my client said he haven't eaten nothing because all this shit y'all bringing him is bullshit. he said the guy beside him was banging his head on the wall, throwing feces at the wall, stuff like that. So, shit crazy.
I couldn't imagine, you know, being in them situations and shit.
Man. Jeez. Probably been fighting some COs like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a joke or not, but I did see somebody say all else fails, saying Kim Kardashian over there.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Yeah, you want to get people out of jail. You want to make Kim Kardashian do something.
She do be getting motherfuckers out.
Yeah. Some way.
Hey, my name is Kim. Kimberly, you call me that. Is there some way I could get Mr. Rocky out?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Come on right in, my dad. Come on right in. He's right around the corner. Yeah, fucked up, man.
I mean, that's all I got. Y'all got any other thoughts?
That's it for me on the ASAP joint.
Yeah, that's it for me on the ASAP joint, too. All right,
That's quick little podcast thoughts on ASAP Rocky. Like, share. Until next time, peace.
Deuces.
If you don't, we're going to follow you so you get locked up. See y'all, nigga.
What's going on, people? It's bringing you a special edition of the Hills Podcast. We finally got all three back in. And we just want to briefly touch on the ASAP Rocky situation. If you're living under a rock, you don't know what's going on with ASAP Rocky. He was visiting Sweden, doing a little bit of shopping. And he was haggled by a fan or would-be fan person just annoying him all day in the streets. And you know how ASAP Rocky goes. He ended up beating up the guy or whatever. And he he's got booked for assault, and he's being held over in a jail over in Sweden. Rumor is that there are, like, bad conditions over there. Hearing mixed stories saying, nah, the jails are good. But either way, he's being held over there. And it started an uproar. People want to get him free. But also, people remember those tweets and comments from interviews about the Black Lives Matter movement, his comments about black women, him not wanting to be an activist, saying, just because I'm black doesn't mean I have to speak on these issues. So what's y'all thoughts on it?
Oh, what do you say about black women?
He said something like they don't look right wearing black lipstick. I mean, red lipstick or whatever. So, you know, I mean, just not the bad red lipstick. The world. But, you know, you can't say, I mean, well, in this day and age, you can't say certain stuff like that.
So what do you mean, like, defense all that? You mean, like, darker women or?
Yeah, dark-skinned women. You
know, real like, dark-skinned with red lipstick?
Yeah, you know how, like, dark women don't look right in bright colors, to me, in my opinion. Like, even me. Like, I like certain stuff, but like I won't wear because I think I'm too dark for it. You know what I'm saying?
Now that part right there, like real dark skinned woman coming around with yellow lipstick, then I can see something wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like I understand what he's saying, like dark and bright kind of gonna look clownish. But if you do it right, you got the red lipstick.
I'm just saying some dark skinned girls look good with it.
Yeah, you know, it's all about how the woman planning on her. You know. Some women do attack. Some women do a taste.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? Some just defy the odds of what you think. Even if you don't like dark skin women with it, some women can just pull it off, like you said. Yeah. But I'm just on the fence about it. Like, I'm tired of, like, black celebrities thinking they're, like, above being black. Like your Kanye's, your ASAP Rockies, or whatever.
The OJ's,
you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever they're on top of the world, living their life, it's like, oh, I don't care about that black shit, man. I'm ASAP Rock. They like me. I'm OJ. I'm Lil Wayne. They like me. You know what I'm saying? But then.
Lil Wayne said something like that, didn't he?
Huh?
Lil Wayne say some shit like that before?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know that black lives shit, man. Black lives shit. You know what I'm saying? While right. Black lives. You know what I'm saying? Uplifted him when he was having all these seizures. We was behind him. We wanted him to get his money. We still support him. How long was Lil Wayne on the hiatus and niggas are still waiting for Lil Wayne music? Mm-hmm. But you can easily just say, oh, fuck Black Lives Matter. But like, I just feel on the fence about that shit. Like, I don't know. We like champion people. We like ride or die for people, our celebrities and stuff we love. And for them just to, you know what I'm saying?
Get I think that. What it is, like, we love their material, whatever they bring into the forefront for us, we kind of, like, fall in love with it. So it's kind of like we put them, like, on the trophy case, you know what I'm saying? So their views, they don't look at it as, okay, they, the fans out here, they looking out for me, you know what I mean? They still behind me after I'm doing all this dumb shit.
Yeah, that makes me ungrateful, man.
Yeah, some reason we champion people and certain people that are champion, they look at it like, y'all gonna like me anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah, like I was talking about Ave, like, I mean, I know I'm like conscious and stuff like that, and I don't want to be an activist, but like, you still just can't say stuff to derail the movement. You can't be in Bama's way. At the very least, you could just like, just shut up and not say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't have to be so vocal about, oh, forget that, or I don't believe that. Oh, I live in Soho and Beverly Hills, so the Fergies and stuff don't affect me. You ain't got to say all that. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
You like, any other time, yeah. Y'all don't want to speak on something, y'all can veer around it. Like, why do you
no comment.
You know what I'm saying? Down Black Lives.
Let, whatever, it don't affect you. Let them ask them some shit about a case they had 3 years ago.
I can't speak on that. You know what I'm saying? It's still open investigation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Them say some shit. They bashing everything, the Black Lives Movement and everything.
So yeah, I feel both parties. Like Joe Budden was talking about on his podcast, and he kind of went at another popular podcast, Chrissy of the Reed, who felt like a lot of black people, like, oh, that's how you felt a couple years ago about him saying all that stuff on interviews and all that. So I feel both sides. Like the heel in me be like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Some of these petty motherfuckers need to learn, you know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers keep throwing us to the wayside, but the human in me, like, damn, I don't ever want to see another black man in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm on that side too. Like I said, I think this situation, while I'm not really like, let that nigga rock, but I'm like, you know what? This going to have him aware now.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be aware now. He's going to kind of move different. He's going to think differently now. He's not just going to be in this little Soho bubble, quote unquote. You know what I mean? So the whole, this rotting and whatever they doing over there, that is fucked up because no black person supposed to go through that. Even in another country, all that, whatever rules they have, nobody supposed to go through none of that shit. Eating fucked up shit, piss everywhere, feces and shit like that. That's torture. It's like motherfucker put you in a dungeon. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But, I think this right here gonna wake him up when he get out. I think he gonna, you know, something like with Meek, how Meek start thinking. You know what I mean? Once he started getting out, he started really being like an activist and start fighting for other people's rights along with his. So,
I think it's definitely going to be a reality check for him.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, you go ahead.
Dollar said, said something like in your rant, like your speech, like when is it going to be time for these people to wake up? I mean, I know, like, certain stuff that we should be like in trouble for, like Meek popping a willy and him assaulting, they should be kept in jail this long for that. But like, I know we gotta, at some point in time, we gotta move better. Like, he had a bodyguard with him. Like, why are you the one punching and assaulting somebody if you have a bodyguard? That's what you pay your bodyguard for. You gotta recognize you're the breadwinner. They want you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Meek, like, you already know you're in a messed up situation. Why are you popping a willy? You already know you got a petty PO and a petty judge. Why are you doing this stuff? I think celebrities, especially like if you're under that guise of a rapper and all that glitz and glamour with it, I think bammers got to start moving a little bit better too, man. Like, don't even give these bammers a chance to even violate you like this. You know what I'm saying?
What it is, it's like, it's regular human nature, though.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
facts. I was about to say the same thing.
You don't know what you got till it's gone. So you're gonna keep pushing the limits. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody give you an inch, you're always gonna try to take that mile. You know what I mean? So they're like, they ain't give me this time. Let me try to fight. Let me see if I can do it again. Damn, they gave me that time. Let me see if I can do it again. It's almost kind of like that. That's humans. You know what I mean? So it's plus magic, human with money. You think they got the world's their oyster?
Uh-huh.
So
I mean, like I said, it might be easier said than done. I think I try to be on the other end of that spectrum and try to protect everything at all costs. Like, because, like, me just not even having it, and I'm just looking at all these celebrities just throwing it away. Like, all these celebrities got all these millions and stuff, and one bad mistake. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff they can prevent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I would try to protect that shit at all costs, man. I know some stuff, they bring it to your doorstep like that, but, like, I don't know. I just try to keep better people around me to not incite violence, try to, like, keep me level-headed. Now I'll be trying to be conscious and try to be level-headed too. It's like, man, hell nah. I ain't trying to go back to the ghetto and to jail and shit like that. Niggas been in and out of jail. You know what it is. Try to stay out of that shit, man.
But you really got to want that lifestyle, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want that 100%, then you going to, you know, revolve around the foolery for the most part. And that's what that, and along with like that mentality of like Dollar said, having the world as your oyster, that mentality alone is going to get you in a heap of trouble, because you know you think you on top of the world, you above the law, but when you black, it's no such thing when you black. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Some reason these young people think like, oh shit, I got money now, that black shit don't mean nothing no more. Nah, nigga, you still a nigga. They still look at you like that. Like, they still going look at you and treat you a certain way. Like, you're not really at the elite top of the upper echelon. You know what I mean?
Just like Kanye said, man, I'm still a nigga in the coop, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But I did watch the video, though. But I did see them try to avoid the two guys.
Yeah, he was definitely
like,
trying to, like, chill.
Yeah, he was telling him, like, he was coming over, like, what you guys doing? Like, why y'all following him? Like, yeah, he was telling him, like, these guys been following us. I don't know what's going on with these two kids. I don't know. That situation kind of, but you know, it's somebody else's country, so you just, you gotta get out of there. You gotta get out of there.
Yeah, especially if you don't know the laws and the rules and regulations and all that, you definitely just gotta get out of there. I agree.
Let the bodyguard do the bodyguard thing, man. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different when you fight.
Let's just do some other shit, man. We got to go.
Yeah. It's different when you fighting in D.C. than you fighting in Baltimore. You gonna kind of expect the same thing rather than fighting in D.C. and you fighting in Australia or some shit.
Sweden don't play none of that assault shit. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to hold him over there for 2 weeks. I think he's probably been in jail for like a week. And if convicted, he can be sentenced to 6 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Like, it reminded me of the situation with Freddie Gibbs. They had Freddie Gibbs. Not Sweden. But
oh, yeah.
He was like Australia or some shit like that.
It was Australia.
Yeah, they tried to keep Freddie Gibbs for a while, man.
It was like some rape shit or something like that, right?
Yeah,
like
some
Remember that. That's crazy. That's super crazy. Kids not go outside the country wilding out. Yeah.
Go over there, get the bag, come back home.
Leave.
I know they be trying to start shit. They trying to get you in trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? Take a second.
Yeah, because whoever's the cause of this, they somewhere just laughing right now. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't heard his number.
Followers up and all that. That's all man we want. Get the little followers up, get clout. They say.
Yeah.
he probably stagged the video. Yeah, this is me, man. Play ASAP Rocky, man. Mm-hmm. And then the fucked up thing is, you know what I'm saying? Even though he was aggressive, he might be hired a lawyer and try to sue ASAP Rocky or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I heard like a little congressman trying to get him out. New York congressman really trying to get him out, and she stated today, like, you know, it's inhumane shit going on over there. But
okay,
I heard like once, like one of his lawyers, the first time I came over there, they tried to like fix it up, like everything was all good. And when they left, put him back in the shithole and shit. And then the second time, lawyer seeing that shit, was like, oh hell no, nah. Smell like piss. Said, well, my client said he haven't eaten nothing because all this shit y'all bringing him is bullshit. Yeah, so he said, he said the guy beside him was banging his head on the wall, throwing feces at the wall, stuff like that. So, shit crazy.
Yeah, sure. I couldn't imagine, you know, being in them situations and shit.
Man. Gee, probably been fighting some COs like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a joke or not, but I did see somebody say all else fails, saying Kim Kardashian over there.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Yeah, you want to get people out of jail. You want to let Kim Kardashian do something.
She do be getting motherfuckers out.
Yeah. Some way.
Hey, my name is Kim. Kimberly, you call me that. Is there some way I could get Mr. Rocky out?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Come on right in, my dad. Come on right in. He's right around the corner. Yeah, fucked up, man.
I mean, that's all I got. Y'all got any other thoughts?
Nah, that's it for me on the ASAP joint.
Yeah, that's it for me on the ASAP joint, too. All right,
That's a quick little podcast thoughts on ASAP Rocky. Like, share. Until next time, peace.
Deuces.
If you don't, we're going to follow you so you get locked up. See y'all, nigga.